From 88.9 KETR in Commerce, I'm Scott Morgan. Missing people can't advocate for themselves, so a new group in Northeast Texas is aiming to be their voice. KETR's George Hale reports from the group's first public event, held this past weekend.
If you've never heard the name David Glenn Bratton, you're in good company.
David loved to pick at me the most, me being the youngest. We always knew he loved us.
David's little brother Tim's voice shook as he told his family's story.
When we got the call and went to where his car was found in Delta County, that was the day hell started for our family.
Bratton was speaking at a candlelight vigil for missing people like David. His case was the oldest of six mentioned at the event. Along with five others earlier this year, Lori Eastham started a small volunteer group called Texas Advocates for the Missing. The vigil was its first public event.
It just really impacted me when I saw that these families were so alone and, you know, didn't have help and needed to get the word out.
She says the group's immediate plans will be organizing events and fundraisers connected to those six people.
Michael Chambers coming up, the anniversary that he went missing in March. So we would like to try to be able to help them possibly with a vigil.
Michael Chambers is a retired Dallas firefighter who disappeared last March from Southern Hunt County. Michael's daughter Susie was the final speaker at the candlelight vigil.
You'll never know what it's like to have a family member go missing unless you experience it. And I hope and I pray that you never do.
She spoke after sitting through what must have been a horrifying preview of coming attractions. Speeches by the loved ones of five people missing for over 10 years.
Please pray that each family here could see justice served in our lifetimes.
And she spoke with compassion for the families of the other missing people, including the teenage boy whose case has been cold for over three decades.
Please pray for a miracle that even one of us might have a happy ending.
In Greenville, I'm George Hale.